The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside and issue number 132. John, what are we doing for a title here?
I don't know, man. I came up with the last two.
I came up with all of this. This is your thing.
Probably Good Asian, I would guess.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only one we both read.
John, did I read that one?
You said you did.
I know. No, that's the joke. It's like when we get the checkout, I'm like, I don't remember what I read. Whoops.
I know I read it. I just don't remember it.
So, very quick, tidy show this week. What's the total? It's like an hour and 30 something
minutes. Hour and 25 or so. We're high and tight this week. Lean and mean.
Not high and tight. High and tight. Your haircut?
Yeah.
But there is a great, we had in Kryptonite, talking Bad Batch, there's a great crossover in there that we can't talk about. Spoilers. You can't talk spoiler free, but there's a great crossover there. If you're interested in reading some comics to go with it, John's got some information in Kryptonite. So definitely check that out. Bad Batch, we have spoiler free talk before we get to Kryptonite. But in the Kryptonite Key Club where we talk spoilers, good times in there. Good times. And a lot of great books this week. We have tons of books to talk about. Short on news, but tons of books. Making you some money.
That's it. That's our goal.
That's our goal. All right. That it, John? You ready to get into the store?
I am ready.
All right. Let's do it. Hey, John. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. We're back at it. Another week of giving the information. We just give and give.
That's what we do. We're givers.
We have a lot of information this week, too. We have a lot. Yeah. What did I just say? About 22 books we're going to go over. And
there's a bunch of speculator books.
Speculator, yeah. A ton of speculator books coming out this week. And we got a bunch for back issue as well. And wow, lots to get. Not a ton of news though.
No.
So let's have
some
slow banter.
News week. Okay. I mean, I don't have anything queued up. So what do you want to banter about?
it's like when somebody says to a comedian, "Oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke. Be funny."
Yeah. It's like okay. It's like,
okay, let's have banter. I don't know. I don't know. What'd you do today? We're trying to stretch, as they say.
Yeah, I
say
I worked. I processed my shipment this week.
How was business last Wednesday? That's something we haven't been talking about. How'd you guys do last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday was really good. I had
really
a good week. Yeah.
Sold really well?
Considering it wasn't necessarily all comics because it wasn't a big week for new comics, really. Just had a lot of people through. It was just a busy day overall.
That's good.
But
you had a good day, though?
I can't really peg one. One comic I could peg for sure was Batman Fortnite that was gone at 10 minutes after 11.
Did that lady come back?
No.
No.
No, I think...
she got the message?
Yeah, I think she got the hint. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that... you know, nothing stands out as being like a super great seller, but
we'll get to that. We've got some big stuff coming up. We got a lot, like I said, we got a lot of stuff coming up for tomorrow. So, or today, as people are listening to this,
that's
today,
true, this morning.
So, let's get to that. Let's get today. We only have a few things on breaking news, so let's get to our breaking news. And this first one really disappoints me.
My email just froze. Okay, there we go. So some flash news, I guess. Looks like
I said breaking news, not flash.
Yeah, flash news. Looks like Tom Cavanaugh, who plays Harrison Wells, or like such and such Wells every season.
All the Wells,
and, yeah, all the Wells is the Council of Wells. And then Carlos Valdez, who plays Cisco, are both leaving the Flash as series regulars after this season. So Flash has already been renewed for season 8 next year. Looks like these two characters will not be part of that. At least, like I said, as a regular.
Oh, that's better.
I mean, I don't know. You know, that's what it says in the article. They didn't go on to say that they may appear or not. But usually, like, series regular is what they get promoted to after they've been guest starring for a while.
Right.
So maybe they'll appear, especially if next season ends up being the last, which kind of fingers crossed because I think we're there by now.
I kind of feel like that now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't imagine they don't show up for like the series finale or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, not to just kind of jump on the CW at this point, but like I'm kind of ready for a total overhaul of CW shows.
Well, we have Superman right and Lois.
I mean, we have Superman and Lois, and we have Stargirl.
I think Tom Bellows and I had a conversation on Twitter the other day, like a week or so ago. I think it was Tom. And we were talking about this exact subject. Like, there's nothing really good except for, and I haven't seen it yet, and that's, what you call it? Just started back up.
Oh, yeah, Legends. Yeah, so I've watched the first two episodes of Legends, and it's pretty good. But, I mean, it's the same. It's Legends, you know. It's always what it is, but... Yep. Like, I sit down to watch Supergirl or The Flash every week, and it's like I just could not be less interested in anything that's happening on the screen while I'm
right.
watching those shows. I just really feel like they have both worn past their welcomes now. So, anyways, apparently Tom Cavanaugh and Carlos Valdez feel the same way because they are ready to move on. To other projects.
I have a show that I'll tell you about when we get to Real World that I kind of feel that way about. It's pretty fun. It's like I think you'll understand because you're watching it too. But yeah, it's like they just. I feel the same way about The Flash. Like I started the season and I feel like the COVID break for them really hurt them because the end of that last year ended on such a like weird spot. They didn't know what to do. I think there was a bunch of rewritings because what's her name that plays Frost? She was pregnant last year. They probably had it written in a certain way for her. And now when they came back to film, she wasn't pregnant anymore. Right. So they were able to. It was weird. And not that that had anything to do with the story, but it just I'm not. It's kind of not there. And is it me or do you feel like since Arrow went away and Stephen Amell's gone, the whole entire, it's not the Arrowverse anymore. It feels like it's falling apart.
Well, it does because there's less, we haven't seen any crossovers really since Crisis.
Right.
So there's been no intermingling of any of the characters. They did mention Diggle on Legends this week.
They also mentioned him.
And I think
on,
they mentioned him in
Batwoman.
Oh,
Batwoman as well.
Okay, yeah. So I don't watch that, but so it was definitely Legends, though they mentioned Diggle. But yeah, going back to what you were saying about COVID, apparently, according to the article, Tom Cavanaugh was actually set to leave at the end of last season, but because of the COVID shortened season and they didn't actually finish out his storyline,
right?
He actually. I don't want to say he got roped back in, but he kind of, you know, inadvertently got brought back for another season more than he intended because they had to finish up the storylines they were working on. So I don't know if that's necessarily the same for Cisco, but, you know, if you go back to the end of, well, actually almost all of last season, he was kind of missing for most of that too. So
yeah.
I feel like they've both kind of been on
their
way out.
They've both kind of been off and on as it is.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and it's funny because Cisco's one of those characters, especially he was, he guest appeared on Arrow
a lot
before they even announced The Flash.
Right.
So I can't remember. Arrow had to break into the building for something and him and, what's her name? I forget her real name, but Frost.
Yeah, I can't think of her name either, but.
Yeah. Anyways, they were
Danielle
in the, they
Panabaker.
Were, Danielle Panabaker. They were in the warehouse at the time. And I think that was season two of Arrow, which was the year before, but they were, and then there were a couple of Easter eggs there as well. They were the Easter eggs, as a matter of fact, which was, but I've always liked Cisco, and I feel weird when he's not around. And then Tom Cavanaugh, there was a story, the storyline as it goes, you thought, you know, he's dead. You're like, oh, they wrote him out. And I was glad to see him coming back. And now we hear this. And it is, the whole show is like, I mean, honestly, I'm not even sure if I'll watch if those two aren't on.
Which, like I said, I kind of feel like his death was supposed to be the end.
The end, yeah.
Right. But now since he's back for the season, now they're kind of having to shoehorn him back in again. But I think like his death would have been the end of season six, you know, and like that would have been it for him.
Right.
So.
So clearly there was rewriting going on. So All right. Well, we stretched that one out. Good job.
We did. Yeah. Yeah, because these will go fairly quickly because they're just a couple of bits of casting news, really. But Hannah John Kamen, who played – is it Ghost? Was that her name? Ghost on Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. She has been cast as Red Sonja in the upcoming Red Sonja film. So yeah, I think that's a good casting. I like her. I haven't seen her in very much. She was in another show on. There was a show on Hulu that she did. It was just a one season thing, but she was really good in that too. So I think she's a great actress, and definitely.
That's the picture I have up is from her in Ghost, the Ghost character with little animation picture of Red Sonja in the background, but I think she's gonna be great.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, she's gonna be
really
red
looking
hair,
forward
but,
to it. Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of those
that's
things
easy
where
to do.
You have to have the red hair, like you know, lots of these things they take liberties with. I don't think you can do Red Sonja without the red hair, so they're definitely gonna have to
I don't know
to do that at least
this day and age. John, I mean,
it's it's not brunette Sonja or blonde Sonja. it is red Sonja, so
that's funny.
So yeah, if nothing else, I'm not sure about the chainmail bikini, but she's definitely gonna have the red hair. So
I picked a nice photo for later on where you when we get to checkout.
Okay.
There were a ton of covers to choose from.
Oh, yeah, for Red Sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So.
And then last but not least, for Netflix, we have Lady Killer is being worked on, and it looks like Blake Lively has been cast to star in that. And they've also gotten a writer, Diablo Cody, is going to be writing that show. So I read Lady Killer. I believe it's Dark Horse. And it was pretty good. Pretty good comic series. There's two volumes of it, so about 10 or 12 issues total. But yeah, that should be good. Looking forward to that.
Cool.
And yeah, that's all I have for news. Really not a lot. So.
That's okay. All right. Yeah. That's easy enough, you know?
Yep.
All right, John. You ready to get to some comic books then?
Oh yeah, we got a lot of comics.
Yes, we do. All right. What am I going to spend my money on this week?
All right, so the first book we're going to take a look at is Beta Ray Bill, issue number one. This is the second printing that comes out today. There's been some good sales on the main cover, but just at cover price. But there's a 1 in 25 variant for this that's selling for between $40 and $60. So that's definitely one to grab if you get a chance.
Yep, that's the one I have up here.
Okay. Black Cotton, issue number two, is going just a little bit over cover price right now at $6. Probably a lower print run on that book, though, so if you could find one out there, you might want to pick it up.
Okay.
DC Comics, Festival of Heroes, Asian Superhero Celebration. So this is another one of their big $9.99 anthology, one-shot books. Mm-hmm. There's two covers for this that are selling right around cover price, maybe even a buck or two below cover price on eBay right now. but there's a 1 in 25 incentive that is currently selling for between $75 and $100, but it is trending down a little bit. So if you can find one for less than that, it might be a good pickup. I'd probably stay away from the $100 range at this point on that, though.
Yeah, the 1 in 25 is the Monkey Prince cover?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I have here. Yeah. I had the two main covers and then the Monkey Prince.
Now the the B cover is an Art Germ cover, which is really cool.
It's really nice. I was like, that's the other main cover? That's a nice cover.
It is really nice.
That's really nice, yeah.
Cassandra Cain.
Yeah.
There. So yeah, really cool. Look for the 1 in 25 if you can. All right.
I'm going Department for the other main cover myself.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you just for the cover, that's the one to grab.
Exactly.
Because it's definitely a better cover than the Monkey King cover, but
Monkey Prince.
Prince, yeah.
It's not a king.
Well,
yet.
He'll be a king one day.
Maybe.
This is the bright side, so.
Right.
I'm being bright about the fact that his father's going to die and he's going to become the king. So,
well, he's a monkey.
I don't know what could be more bright than that.
How about being a prince and you're immortal? That would stink.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a prince forever. he's never going to die.
That's like saying I won the lottery and I got to pay the taxes. Oh, I'm going to be a prince forever. That's horrible.
I know.
All the peasants are like, screw you.
Sorry, I'm only going to get 85% of this. okay. Department of Truth, number one, had a fifth printing.
I got all excited today when I saw this. I go, is there another Department of Truth out? No, number one.
it's the fifth printing of number one, but it looks like Image has slipped another secret variant in on this one.
Ooh.
And they lazily used the exact same secret variant they did on issue number one first printing, where... Yeah, basically the main cover has like JFK on the cover, but like the secret variant has Lee Harvey. It's the exact same cover as the first printing. But in any case, these are probably a 1 in 5 ratio is what people are saying. But it's selling for between $60 and $70. And I saw sales up in the $100 range on eBay today for this. So that's definitely the one to be looking for. If your store hasn't been clued in on this and doesn't catch it, you may be able to grab one of these for cover price.
Cool. So
get your hunting shoes on and go out and look for that.
The store I've been going to, they're clueless.
Yeah, you
but
might
it's
be
a
able
big
to find
chain store. So.
You might be able to find 7 or 8 of them there.
Oh
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, buy them all.
Yep.
Okay, I've never even heard of this book. It's called Hank Howard Pizza Detective, issue number one. Selling for up to $30. Your guess is as good as mine. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Could be low print run, maybe? I don't know.
I would imagine for sure. And it's probably like, you know, Pizza Hut Press or something.
Yeah,
I don't know who puts this book
Hank
out.
Hank Howard. Yeah. I don't know.
So.
I was looking for Howard the Duck myself. But
well, I thought that's what I – my mind looked for Howard the Duck too when I read this title, but – I don't believe it's Marvel or has anything to do with that. But, okay, Fantastic Four number 32. There's a 1 in 50 Kirby variant. Looks like it's selling right now for between $40 and $70. So $40 is a little bit under ratio. So you may be able to grab a deal on this.
Yep. It's a cool
and
cover.
And then there's a Peach Momoko 1 in 100 variant.
Not as
it's
cool.
It's still holding pretty steady at about $125. I really like the Mark Brooks, the main cover on this book by Mark Brooks. It's not actually going to be worth anything probably. But
I don't have an image of that.
Best, I think it's the best
told
cover
me ahead of time.
Bunch, though. just popped into my head that I liked it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. So. But no, I do like the Kirby variant though. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with the Kirby stuff. All right, G.I. Joe number 281. This is the first appearance of Sherlock. Don't think it's Holmes, but but there's lots of sales for this book right around the $7 range, which is almost double cover price. In the 1 in 10 variant, looks like it's selling for $25 plus, so double ratio plus some. So
Scarlet and Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
Looks like Scarlet, anyways.
Yeah, I'd say usually if you put Scarlet and Snake Eyes on a cover, you're good to go.
Yep.
Speaking of Snake Eyes, I didn't put this in the FOC because it's not really a new book, but okay. It looks like Snake Eyes Dead Game number 5 is on FOC. I like completely forgot that series even existed. It's been so long since the last issue came out. Like, I was like, oh, this is still a thing?
Yeah.
But <that's> apparently it is.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, this Nottingham book from Mad Cave just keeps going crazy. Number 3 comes out. It's selling for $50 plus already. So definitely be hunting for that. And then there's a second printing of number 2 that also comes out today. That's selling for about $10. So, yeah, really crazy on this book. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Silk issue number 3, the 1-in-25 variant, is going for a bit over ratio here, between $35 and $40. But the main cover is also the first cover appearance for Saya Ishii. And so that may,
they're both really, you know, nice covers.
Yeah, and that may garner some attention a little bit down the line, so I don't think you could go wrong with that either. And then Silk in general is just a good book, so
yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to that one for next week.
Yeah.
Or picking it up today.
I'd say today.
Today.
Today, well, is
talking
the
about it. I'll probably talk about it next week.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog number 39.
No,
as
image.
Per usual. Yeah, the 1-in-10 here is selling for between $15 and $20. So nothing new for these.
Yeah.
Star Wars 13. Now this is a War of the Bounty Hunters prelude issue, so it might see some extra interest.
Oh, okay.
Overall, but the 1-in-25 variant here looks like it's selling for pretty much ratio at $30. So, but yeah, definitely. If you got a chance to read Bounty Hunters Alpha last week, looks like this is going to be a pretty good story. So
we can talk about that later and check up.
Yeah. sticking with Star Wars, we have High Republic number 5. The 1-in-25 variant here, again, is selling for right around $30. So you know, pretty much at ratio, but there are a couple of buy it nows up on eBay in the $50 range.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. New book from Image, Time After Time.
It's actually Time Before Time.
I thought it was when I was reading this. I was like, I thought it was Time Before Time.
Because I went to Google. I went to look up Time After Time. Number 1, I couldn't find it. And then
Cyndi Lauper kept popping up.
Yeah. Yep. And
yeah,
and
down, yeah, next, down below
yeah,
where I have it.
For
I
next
have
week,
it correctly.
It's Time Before
Time.
Time
Before
yeah.
Time.
So
the notes, these notes that I get, looks like there was a typo in them. But
yep.
Anyways, Time Before, Time After. You know, it's time.
Yeah, hey.
It's all relative.
It's just my time when I'm trying to find these images.
Yeah. So
what are the odds that it all worked out? Look at those puns.
I know it.
We're making something out of nothing here.
Hey, stretch.
Stretch.
We're stretching. there's a 1-in-25 variant here, though, that looks like it's selling some highs at $35, but also in the low $15 range. So $15 is cheap for a 1-in-25 variant.
Yeah.
If you can get it for that, it's definitely worth picking up. But 25 to 35 seems to be the average. And then last but not least, we have You Promised Me Darkness, issue number 2. There's not a lot of listings for this on eBay, but there is one that has current bids over $26 with like 30 hours left. So it's definitely going to go higher. And there is one up with a buy it now of $40 on eBay. So,
oh, wow.
Again, another one of these small press books that seem to have a lot of people looking for.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And as I said, that is it for Speculator Roundup.
All right. Well, then let's get into back issue bonus.
Forgot about that. All right.
You'll get
so
used to it.
I will. Black Widow number 6. I just got your joke. I didn't just get it, but I didn't get your joke until I was listening back to the show last week.
We're going deep cuts here for jokes.
Yeah, well, because it just popped into my head.
What did I say?
I didn't I didn't catch it when you said it the first time.
Oh, I know what it was.
When you said either you're diving in or you really like it.
The book.
And yeah, and I was laughing when I was driving my car, and I was like, oh, I didn't even, I was like, that went right over my head when I was listening, but
I didn't get the reply out of it that I thought I would.
Well, yeah, because I didn't catch it at all.
You did laugh though. You're like, oh.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring that up. I thought it was funny.
And you driving in the car, like, ah.
Yeah, I was cracking up. I was like, oh, that was funny. So,
hey,
anyways.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not
no
often
problem.
I tell a good
it's
one.
Not often. It was right. That's why I wanted to make sure I brought it up. Because, you know, it might be a year before it happens again. So, all right. Black Widow issue number 6. This book just came out
positively.
A couple. I know, right? I mean, it's been 2 years that we've been doing it. And
two
and
a half
this is the
years
first time.
And I finally got one that got you to laugh.
So,
all right, Black Widow number 6.
Yeah, Black Widow number 6. Just came out a couple of weeks ago. Still sitting in the $15 to $20 range. But the 1 in 10 design variant here now is up over $50. And the 1 in 25 variant has just hit $200. So that's pretty crazy. Now, this was a first print, a first appearance book a couple weeks ago. So,
who was the appearance? Do you remember?
I don't even remember.
I love the book. I love the story. Yeah. I mean, I don't even
remember, but yeah. I'm just thinking like that
wait,
1 in 25
get the checkout, I got a book I liked. I can't even remember.
Oh, but that's awesome.
I really liked it, I think.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about Lady Killer back up in the news so long ago. Dark Horse Comics from 2015, Lady Killer number 1, of course, was optioned by Netflix. We got our casting news. So the first issue now is up to about $125. There's a second print of issue 1 that's selling for about $40. And even issue 2 of this series is selling for about $40. So, definitely a book that's going to see a lot of interest going forward, waiting for that series to come out. Secret Wars, Secret Love, number 1.
Yep.
This is a 2015 anthology book that had a pretty low print run. I guess it's got a pretty nice Miss Marvel cover, so it's selling for about $50. I have to admit that, like, when I was reading these notes, I kept reading that as Star Wars for some reason.
So did I.
And I'm like, why is there a Miss Marvel cover on a Star Wars book? And I kept looking at it over and over and over again, and then it clicked that it was Secret Wars.
I know. When I was
Secret Love.
It's funny you say that. I was doing the same thing. I saw the S in Secret.
Has
I was like, Star Wars.
I know Marvel has their, like, theme variant cover months, but to have Miss Marvel on a Star Wars book would be pretty odd. So
that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
we both did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, at least we think it's funny. I don't know if anybody else does, but
don't forget to laugh in your car tomorrow.
I will. Yeah, I will. And when I'm listening
at least
back,
somebody will be.
I was like, oh, we were funny. Okay.
Timestamp.
New X-Men number 5. This is from 2004. It's the first appearance of Pixie, selling for between $20 and $25. Avengers Academy, issue number 1 from 2010. There's a bunch of first appearances in this book, selling for between $60 and $80. Check your dollar boxes for those while you're out, because could be there.
Yep.
House of Mystery, number 16 from 2009. This had a Sweet Tooth preview. Now, we talked about Sweet Tooth last week. We got the trailer, the Netflix trailer for that show. So this preview is selling for about $30.
Pretty creepy cover.
I don't know. Like, I read the new Sweet Tooth issues that came out maybe 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't love it. Now, maybe it's because I never read any earlier Sweet Tooth. But I don't know. It didn't really do much for me. So, although I do think the trailer looks interesting. So we'll see. Maybe having read the first part of the series would have helped with that.
Maybe.
Book,
yeah. I'm sure that, I mean, a lot of times the shows fill in a lot of stuff for you and it's a little more entertaining sometimes. Like, we've had a few books like that.
Yeah, hopefully. And then Robert Downey Jr. is producing that. I found out after the fact.
Oh, really?
Should be
good. Did not know
his production company is working on that. So
cool.
All right, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is from the first series, issue number 47. This is the first appearance of Space Usagi. So this is Usagi Yojimbo. You know, Usagi's been building up in popularity lately, and he's got a series coming out. So his books are starting to rise. No surprise here, then, that this is about $200 now. Invincible number 16. This is the first appearance of Angstrom Levy. So Robert Kirkman has already teased him as having a large role in later seasons of the show. And then, yeah, having read the book, you know, he's definitely a character that's going to play large. So this book is selling for between $150 and $200 and probably has room to keep going up. So, wow. You know, we talked about Invincible number one a few weeks ago, and then I think a month or two ago, we had a whole list of Invincible books with first appearances. Maybe after the first episode came out, I think we did that. So yeah, anything Invincible right now is on fire. And yeah, only going to keep going up. And then last but not least, we have this is the DC Free Comic Book Day Divergence book. This is the first appearance of Grail, who is the daughter of Darkseid. This is selling for about $10, which is a lot for a Free Comic Book Day book. There are some cheaper copies out there that you can grab, so search around a little bit for it. You might be able to grab it, but... Grail's another character that just has room to keep going up because she's been underutilized and is actually a pretty good character. Yeah. So, yeah, that is it for the Darkseid War storyline that was in the New 52 version of the Justice League. She played a pretty big part in that.
Oh, okay.
We haven't really seen much of her since. So I think that she's kind of poised to reappear at some point.
Cool.
So, all right. Like I said, that is it for Back Issue Bonus.
All right. Well, then let's get right to FOC.
Yeah, and this... forgot about that one, too. Not a lot here on FOC. DC's got the most books here. We've got variant covers for Detective Comics 1037 by Lieber Mayho. Future State Gotham number 2 from
Derek
Chu.
That's a cool cover.
Yeah, that Future State is really cool. Superman 32 from In-Hyuk Lee. And then my favorite, Joker number 4 from Lucio Perillo.
That's a cool cover, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool cover. And then there's one new series from DC, Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, issue number 1 of 8. And there's multiple covers for that. From Marvel, as I mentioned last week, there are no variant covers available on FOC yet. It's too early in the week. And there's one new series from Marvel, Web of Spider-Man, number 1. This is going to be a 5-issue miniseries, and there's multiple covers for that. From Boom, we have a book called Good Luck, issue number 1 of 5 with multiple covers. Ablaze Comics has Space Pirate Captain Harlock, issue number 1 with multiple covers.
It's actually a nice cover.
It is a really cool cover.
Yeah.
And I feel like Captain Harlock is a manga, like that's an anime
Oh, really?
Character. Yeah, oh, okay. I know I've heard that name before. So I think this is a character that's been around previously. Dynamite has DIE, exclamation point.
Yep.
Namite Lives, number 1.
Lives.
Yeah, so this is like the second Dynamite zombie series we're getting. And of course, being Dynamite, there. When I say multiple covers, that's an understatement.
The cover here is that's Vampirella.
Lucio Perillo, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Vampirella it's really in cool. the background there. It is a cool cover.
Actually, the main cover there is probably one of the nicer ones because, like I said, Lucio Perillo does some pretty good work. And then finally from Aftershock Comics, we have Bunny Mask number 1, and there's 2 covers for that.
That is a weird title.
It looks weird, yeah. I don't know
looks
quite what's going on there, but well.
She's green, we'll see. She has a bunny mask, hence the title. And she's...
I mean, they don't bury the lead.
Nope.
They put it right on
the
front.
The only thing
street,
that's so. Not... It doesn't say in the title is Bloody Bunny Mask.
Yes, because...
That's about it.
Is, yeah.
It's it is a pretty bloody cover.
Yeah. But,
all right. All right. That moves us right along to checkout.
It does.
All right. Why don't you start us off with this first one? I read this as well.
Okay. Yeah. So the first book is from Image Comics. It's called Good Asian, issue number one. This is going to be a 9-issue miniseries. Now I know why you wanted me to read it. It was written by...
I did. Yeah. I forgot. I read that earlier in the week. I'll say the last name.
Yeah. It, written by Pornsack Pitchett Choate. I'm positive I said that right. And then it had art by Alexander Tefenki. Also sure I said that right. Cover art by Dave Johnson. So,
right. Yeah. That wouldn't be Pinchot, would it? Like as in Bronson Pinchot?
No. Well, no, his wasn't could spelled. Be pronounced that way, but his wasn't spelled like that.
It's Pinchot shot. But I saw Pichette that shot. Earlier this week when I read it, and I'm like, ooh, I hope John read this so I don't have to say. I was like, porn sack Pinchot shot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the story.
So this book takes place in like 1936 Chinatown. And so it's definitely gritty, noir, detective.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a show if I didn't bring up my favorite show of all time, Warrior. But this reminded me a lot of Warrior.
Yeah.
Not so much the time frame, because Warrior actually took place like right around the turn of the century, right around like 1900. But it took place in San Francisco, and it had a lot of the same feeling. You know, there was a lot of racial. Racial terms that were used that were also used in that show.
Yes.
So it had that same feel. But, you know, yeah, obviously at this time in America, the Chinese were not well looked upon. You know, that definitely comes through in this book. There's a lot of racism here. But this follows
main
character.
Was that, that was in this book, right?
What's that?
The Chinese were banned in this country.
Yeah.
They were the first nationality to be banned in the country. It was like.
Yeah, they didn't have it easy back in those days. But the main character here, who is Asian, although you wouldn't be able to tell from his name, is Edison Hark. And he's a detective, a Chinese-American detective. And like I said, this is the detective story. So he's on the trail of a killer, you know, again, in Chinatown where, you know, the cops come in and really think everybody's guilty and everybody's a criminal. Yeah, and this just felt like watching kind of like an old like detective movie or show. I didn't really love it, to be honest with you.
Really?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I did get a little intrigued with the murder, and like I'm kind of on board for the next issue just to see what's going on. But I thought it was okay. Like it didn't really. It didn't really grab me. I feel like these things do better in like TV or movies. Like it's hard I don't know. I kind of feel like it's hard to read these stories. You know, you want to get the ambiance, I guess, of seeing it on the screen.
Right.
I don't know. I kind of felt like it was a little slow and I had a hard time really getting into it. But yeah, I did like the like I said, once they got to kind of like the body and the murder, I think it picked up a little bit. And like I said, it did grab me enough that I do want to read the next issue. But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't
Yeah,
two thumbs up for me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say two thumbs up. I wouldn't, but I did like it. Maybe a little bit more than you did, but you're right. Yeah. It's not something. But at the same time, I was going to save this for Real World, but I am in the middle of Warrior. They're blending big time in my head because I'm like, did I hear this here or this there? And it's like, but yeah, the detective in this one, and then you have
It definitely feels like the detective in Warrior. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait to get to that then because.
Yeah. Okay. Let's speed this along. All right.
No. Well, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts because I've brought it up a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm only two episodes in. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not super far.
Not super far, but enough that I can have a conversation.
Right.
All right. Next one. Did you read Eve from Boom?
I did. I actually had it on my, like, it was one of the books I was going to plug, you know, or that I did plug last week to read today, but I ended up liking, honestly, both of these books more, so.
Oh, okay. I liked this book more than I liked Good Asian, to be honest. Yeah, I actually thought this one was pretty good. This is the one where I'm like, I don't really remember a ton of it, but I do remember liking the little girl. I love Eve. I love the story. It's
you start out meeting her, and she's exploring her island.
Yeah.
She's exploring the island where she is, and you kind of find out that has all been like VR training, and she was in some kind of suspended animation or hibernation. And she gets woken up to find it, you know, very confused to find out that she's never really done any of the things she thought she was doing.
Right.
This is kind of one of those,
Truman Show
dystopian. Yeah, but this is, just another one of those. The world's gone to hell in a handbasket.
That's why you didn't like it.
There's one scene where, you know, she's looking over like a, kind of like a wasteland, and it turns out that's like Manhattan, you know? So,
right. Yeah.
Things have gone awry. Now, this, from what I read a little bit of the afterword by the author. I didn't read it all, but this is not necessarily where we went wrong. This is a climate, you know, like climate disaster that happened. So,
well, that's kind of
getting into the climate, you know, the climate change. I mean, again, that is still man-made, but this isn't the case where we just nuked each other and everybody was dead. And this is a case where we allowed the climate change to go unchecked for too long and basically wiped ourselves out. So,
yeah,
it looks
there
like
was that feel to it.
Yeah, she's the obviously the savior, right? Like she's been trained to
for something
which we don't know.
We don't know yet.
But yeah, to do whatever needs to be done to save everybody. So
I
remember it. I of course I just read it yesterday, but
yeah, I read it last week, and I was just like, that's a pretty. It was a pretty interesting take. I know, and now that I think of it, I didn't even think of that dystopian future thing that you don't like, but.
That's kind of why I was like, I was just kind of like, here we are again.
Negativity sells, John. That's
I know. I mean, we can't have a bright future.
I know.
As humans.
Exactly.
So.
No.
Who would want to buy that book? Who wants to buy the book where everybody's happy?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
So
look at our ratings.
Yeah.
The bright side.
Nobody wants to hear that.
So. Nope. No, but I did enjoy it. And that's what I said. It's like, you know, when you read something like, I know I really liked that.
Right.
I don't know why.
Don't remember it, but I remember I liked it.
Talk about a riveting endorsement. <Yeah. laughs> So, all right, let's get to your next. I did not read this one, but I had plenty of covers to choose from for this, and I went with the abs.
Well, it's Dynamite, so of course there's
a
lot of
Dynamite.
Covers.
Yeah,
and they do, you know, they do their cosplay covers too. So yeah, there's a lot to choose from here. Invincible Red Sonja issue number one, again from Dynamite Comics, was written by Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor, had art by Moritat, and cover art by Amanda Connor. So this is a book that. on paper has everything going for it for me. I really like Red Sonja as a character. I really like Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor. I loved their work on Harley Quinn and other books that they've done. This should have been a slam dunk for me. And I do still have hopes for it, but issue number one did let me down just a little bit.
That's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Actually, my phone beeped. I still have hopes for it because I really like I said, I really like Jimmy and Amanda, and they've never really let me down on the books they've done. But I hoped for a little bit more with this first issue. I think part of it might have been the art, like Moritat. The art was okay, but I would have rather Amanda did the art here because she generally does the art. She did all the art on Harley Quinn. And I would have liked to seen her doing the artwork here with Jimmy doing the writing. But, I don't know. It left a little bit to be desired for me, but
all right. We'll see. I know. You're a big fan of
Red Sonja. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the character, and like I said, I'm a big fan of these creators. So I still have hopes for it, but
all right.
Hopefully it gets better.
So. Cool. All right, let's see. Next one I have up here.
This is the cover that you sent me?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. There were like... there had to have been...
like 35 covers at least.
I was going to say 25. I don't know. I just kept scrolling and scrolling. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Well, and then there's like artist-exclusive covers. I mean, there's covers. Covers of covers.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Did you read Jenny Zero?
No.
Oh, One Party Monster? I did.
No.
I haven't. And I liked it, again, enough to put in here. So.
Cool. Yeah.
Check that out and get back to me.
I liked it enough. Right. I wish you had read it because I don't remember what happened. But
it's like, that's the
I know
problem
I liked it.
I got to like review these things before I come back on. I got to look them back up. Like even just flipping through the pages, I should just flip through and be like, oh, yeah, this one.
Like I said, that's why I do my reading. I do my reading on Mondays for these books. Like I read all the other books that I was going to read last week back like by Friday.
Right.
And then I just had these sitting here. Because I didn't want to read them.
Right.
I actually got caught up on all my reading last week to the point where I read some older stuff that I had been wanting to read that I hadn't read yet. So,
cool.
Yeah.
So you read War of the Bounty Hunters number one?
I read War of the Bounty Hunters. Yeah. The Alpha. Yeah. I think it's going to be fun.
That, that seems like a real, that one I remember. That story, that the whole, I love the idea. It's been a week. So I love the idea where they can take anything and be like, we have this time period here. Let's just say that Han's melting.
Right. Cause you think that like Boba Fett just flies from Bespin with Carbonite Han Solo in the back and goes straight to Tatooine and that's it. But, you know, we find out here that there's more to that story.
Right.
So.
And that's what's so much. And it's funny that it took, what, like 35 years to do it?
Yeah.
Something like that for us to get. I mean, there was a 3-year period between movies, but we have no idea how long. We do know the outcome. We do know that he doesn't.
Well, right.
Defrost.
You know, eventually he ends up hanging on the wall at Jabba's palace. So we know that much.
You know what I thought would have been cool? What if we find out here that they actually thawed him out and Han comes out and actually has an adventure or something, then they have to put him back
in. And then he says, okay, I'm done. Let me get back
in. Or they,
this
they get him back in. I don't know. It's not crazy. I was like, cause when they said he was melting or thawing or whatever, and I'm like, oh, maybe they actually get him out of there or something. I don't know. But the one thing I was disappointed with this book is probably the same way Boba Fett felt, is like he goes through that entire thing and then at the end you're like, oh, that was for naught.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought the art was great in this book too.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. So yeah, I'm definitely looking, like this is really the first big, well, no, it's not the first, but we haven't had a big Star Wars crossover in a while. So like this is going to touch all the different books plus, you know, it's a Marvel event, so it's going to have its own book, and it's going to touch all the other books. Yeah. So not quite War of the Realms, well, but close.
Yeah. Well, luckily I'm reading most of the other ones anyways.
Yeah. So,
but this one was really good.
I've kind of dropped off of Dr. Aphra.
Yeah, I'm not reading that one. No, I'm not reading that one either.
But I do read Star Wars. I do read Vader. I do read the High Republic. Now, the High Republic won't have anything to do with this.
I hope not.
But I stopped reading, like, Bounty Hunters as well. So I'm probably going to have to read those during the event. But yeah, I had kind of dropped off of both of those because I didn't care for them too much. But
yeah. All right. Let's see what else I have here. Because as I read books, I just screen grab them. And then I'll put them right into a folder. And then let's see what we got. Oh, Batman 108.
No, I read that for sure.
Yep. Yeah. Miracle Molly.
I had read that. We talked about that last show, actually. I had already read it.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about the book.
Well, no.
Right.
We didn't go into
that. What did you think of Miracle Molly?
I liked her.
I liked it a lot because I thought it was going to be another like Harley or another punchline.
Yes, definitely. She's not.
She's kind of in the middle. You're not sure. Like, I mean, she did have at the beginning of the book when they said, you know, when you thought it was Gordon or whatever, but it's actually Batman, you know?
Right. Yeah, I did. I definitely thought it was Gordon.
Right. But she was awesome. She's like really smart, like Harley.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah.
Basically knew it was Batman the whole time.
Yeah, well, what the giveaway I thought was awesome when she's like, yeah, the giveaway was when we went up whenever they stepped off the building and he didn't freak out. She goes, that usually gets people right away.
Freak out, yeah.
but before that, who was she talking? Was she talking to Joker? Who was she talking to? Who's the bad guy here? And they were like, you know what you have to do if they don't comply or whatever. And she goes, yeah, I know. Like she's gonna have to kill him. So she is evil. She has that in her.
For sure. She reminded me a lot of I can't think of her name, but from Falcon Winter Soldier, Carly. She reminded me a bit of Carly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
You know,
yeah, like they have
she's
a purpose.
Got like a, yeah, they have a purpose and, you know, they're in their mind, they're trying to make things better. Even though they go about it the way they go about it. So it definitely had that Carly feel for me.
Right.
But I thought she was better than I thought she was going to be, you know? So.
Well, yeah, I thought, yeah. Cause I thought it was a different take than I was expecting. I was expecting another just, you know, bad guy, you know, a girl playing the role and just, and it's not. She's a little bit more complex than that, which is really cool. I mean, we kind of should have expected that from Tinian, but.
Yeah, but.
Or Tynan, or however you say it.
Tynan.
Okay. And now we're getting to the next week's looking forward to. I have a little banner up in front of it. So are you looking forward to, I am, Justice League Last Ride?
Yeah.
I'll put it on the list. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Hoping it's fun.
Yep. Definitely going to read that. I have, of course, Time Before Time.
Joker. Yeah, I'll get to that.
That's the number one, so I'll definitely
Joker number
check that
three.
Out. Joker 3.
Future State.
We have Future State Gotham number one, which I'm kind of looking forward to as well.
So I wanted to ask you about this one. Is this like part of Futures, like what we already went through, or are they just starting this up?
I think it has to do with the Red X character who is got something going on in the Teen Titans Academy book right now. We don't really know exactly what, but that was also part of the storyline in the Future State Teen Titans book.
Okay.
So this is, it's definitely a continuation of whatever happened in Future State Titans.
Oh, okay.
I believe this is Red X, centered around Red X. And I'm hoping we find out a little bit more about that character because you don't really know that much about him yet, but it's interesting. You know, it definitely has my interest because, you know, again, you and I famously didn't read much Future State. But I did start reading Teen Titans Academy. And it got me interested in that character. So
famously,
like we've been famously banned. to our listeners.
Yeah,
but But yeah, yeah, so
no,
I'm curious.
Like the look of this cover. I like the idea of, you know, something going on in Gotham. I like the, you know, like Gotham is the story, or that's right. What it says. I don't know, but we'll see. So I'm kind of intrigued by this one, that one.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next week. Time Before Time, as we said before, this one here from Image, I'm really excited for. Yeah. I don't know if it's just the title or the covers that we looked at. I'm very intrigued by that one.
Yeah, it looks neat. I definitely want to read it.
Yeah. Silver Coin number 2. And these are anthologies. I can't wait for that. That looks really good. And also Silver City from Aftershock. Silver City number 1. I saw that. Oh, yeah. Looks good coming out. I'm looking forward to reading that. I'm going to try. If I read them early, John, I'm going to try to reread them before the show. So I have
that's the whole thing is I want to read Time Before Time, but I'm going to wait until next Tuesday to read it. So. So I can actually talk about it.
Right. And we have Spider-Man, the secret, was
Shadow,
it? Shadow,
Spider-Shadow.
Shadow Web or something like that. That's Spider number Shadow, 2 is coming out tomorrow,
yeah.
Or today. So we'll today. Be able to read that. That's
definitely
really
looking
story.
Forward to that because I liked the first issue.
I meant
quite
to put
bit.
That image in here too.
Yep.
That one's really good. All right. That's it for checkout this week. You got anything else you wanted to talk about? Any other books you read this week, past week?
Well, I read, as I mentioned, I read some older things that I wanted to get caught up on.
Oh, okay.
So I read Vision, Tom King's Vision.
Oh, yeah.
Which
the
I
whole
hadn't
thing?
Read.
I read that.
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
I read that a while ago.
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
That's
really
that's a
liked
good story,
it.
Yeah.
It was a really good story. Really interesting what he did there. I liked it quite a bit. If you haven't read it, it's definitely worth the read. And then I read House of M, because I had also never read that.
Yeah,
and,
I haven't read that.
You know, based on the WandaVision show, I was really interested to go back and read House of M. And there's definitely a lot of plot points from that comic series that played out in that show. It was a really good series, actually. I enjoyed that too. So, I can recommend both of those. Like I said, they're not brand new, but they're both worth reading. So
cool. Yeah. All right. That it?
That is it, yeah.
All righty. Let's get to Real World then.
Yeah.
You said, what'd you check out this week in Real World?
Yeah, like I said, not a whole lot. I didn't watch a lot this week. I mentioned last week my wife worked a lot. Last week, so she wasn't off with me on Thursday, so we didn't watch, you know, normally we sit down and watch a season of something or whatever. We didn't do that. And then Sunday was Mother's Day, so we also didn't watch a lot of TV. But I did watch, and I know we'll get to it later, but I did watch both episodes of The Bad Batch.
Yep.
Really enjoyed those. And then that is really kind of it, other than, like I said, our regular weekly shows. You know, I watched Big Sky, which I still really like. I can't even think of what else we watched. The Nevers. We watched the next issue of The Nevers, which that's still pretty good. I think there's only one episode of that left. I believe it's only 6. And, that's it. Really, it's a really... short week this week for me on Real World because we didn't watch a whole bunch. I'm actually now stacked up. I've got like 6 things piled up that I want to watch that I haven't got a chance to watch yet.
And you haven't watched the one yet on Netflix, right?
I haven't watched the one. I really still want to see the Without Remorse.
Yeah.
One thing I did watch is I watched the season premiere of Mythic Quest on Apple TV, the first
episodes of
season 2 dropped. So I did watch those.
There's actually 3 episodes. Did you
see
the one that dropped in April?
Yeah, I watched it. We talked about it. I talked about it when I watched it. But yeah, it was kind of like an interim COVID special.
Right.
And yeah, I watched that, and then I watched the first 2. So that's a really funny show.
Oh, I love that show. Yeah, Jen and I started that back up again because it started on the 7th, the season premiere.
Right.
And they drop on Fridays. I checked that out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I still want to watch Jupiter's Legacy. I haven't got a chance to see any of that.
I did.
I want to watch, see, that's the opposite of what I've heard. But,
really?
But yeah, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But I have heard nothing but bad about it. Yeah. I did read the comic, so I'm interested in it. But I heard, well, like I said, I guess we'll get to it. You can bring it. You can talk about it. But I heard nothing but bad things about it.
I've only seen, did I see two, one or two episodes? I think I saw the first episode at least. And I like it. I watched it, and again, I watched it in the theater. Variable aspect ratios because, well, you know the story because there's flashbacks.
Yeah, but that's what I heard most people don't like is that it's very, they say it's very confusing.
Not at all.
It's like Witcher-esque where you're like bouncing between timelines.
I haven't read the books.
The books are two different series.
Right.
There's a series that takes place
in the entire breakdown today on Nerdy Legion, and he does a really good job. Check that out if you're not familiar with the books.
They've meshed both of the comic series into one entity by bringing like the past and the present together.
No, I don't think they have. Not according to Martin. It's just all they did is it's not.
Again, I haven't seen it. This is just what I've read. What I've read from people. But
I don't think that's what they did at all. I haven't read the books. I just know listening to Martin, like I said, go listen to him on Nerdy Legion. He does an awesome breakdown of how they actually – it's like Jupiter's Legacy is one set of books, and then it's like Jupiter's Circle is another
Circle, right. One series is when they're younger. And one series is when they're older.
But in Jupiter's Legacy, there are flashbacks. And that's all. And according to Martin, that's the case. And they are there. So the flashbacks, like I said, it's like most of the thing is in the widescreen aspect ratio with the bars at the top and the bottom. Right. And then when they go to a flashback to like the 1930s, their origins or whatever, you go full screen. It's nice. It's kind of cool. I have zero problem with figuring out the story. It's very clear. I understand it completely. It's not like The Witcher at all. I mean, you and I, we got through The Witcher and I was like, what the heck just happened? I enjoyed the story and I didn't even understand the time jumps. This is very clear. Like I said, even the aspect ratios tells you we just went back in time. And it's like, and not only that, in the story, they say, I mean, at one point they're like, what was dad like when he was younger? Well, 80 years ago, your dad, and it'd be his uncle talking about it. And then they flash back. I mean, how much more clear can you get? So I guess Jupiter's Circle, and I'm just going by what Martin said. I think Jupiter's Circle takes place in the 50s. So it's kind of, it is before Jupiter's legacy, because Jupiter's Legacy takes place present day with some flashbacks to their origins. Jupiter's Circle takes place before Jupiter's Legacy, but it's not, they didn't really mesh them.
After the flashback.
I think you're going to like it. I really do.
I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
I watch anything superhero related or comic book related anyways, but I just, like I said, haven't heard good things about it. That doesn't mean anything, you know.
Right.
It could be really good. So. But just kind of going off of what little bit that I've heard and read.
Yeah, I jumped on and I did a recording for my home theater one based off of it too the other day. And it's gonna be in this week's podcast. Just scenes wise, because I had it as a recommendation as a home theater fan. It's a great take because it's great explosions. Great. I mean, there's a lot going on there. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the production of like Winter Soldier, but Falcon Winter Soldier. I wouldn't say it's like that, but it definitely has the, it's a Netflix. I thought great picture, great sound. Good story. I mean, I like the story a lot, and I think people just, when you hear Martin, it's like, so to give you an idea, and this is very rough, but apparently like if you run to the store right now and you want to buy it and read it and you get volume one, that's actually Jupiter's Circle. Because they put the books out of order from when they were actually released. They put them in chronological order. When Netflix bought them, Netflix, they re-released the books and they released them as, you know, as trades. They released them in chronological order. And Martin does the whole breakdown because he's read them. He read them a long time ago, but he never read Jupiter's Circle. So he's like, I saw the show and I want to go and read the books again, but he doesn't have them anymore. So he goes to the store and he buys volume one and he goes, I don't know what this is. I've never read this. But it's so funny listening to him because by the end of it, he's like, Nick's like, well, it sounds like they did a good thing because now you really like Jupiter's Circle. He goes, no, I still hate them. But read them in this order. He's so funny. He's contradicting himself.
That's funny.
He's like, it's so bad they did this. But read them in the order that they just released them, because what he's saying is if you read Jupiter's Circle first, you'll get the backstory for what's on the show. And I'm like, no way. I just want to watch the show and then I'll read it after the fact.
Right.
But yeah, I liked it. So, but I also saw.
I'm sure I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll get to at least start it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, we can plug along with it. Well, you'll binge it and you'll be done with it by next week, but I'll probably be four episodes in. I will say, though, I did get a Daredevil vibe because it is Netflix, and it went to when they go to their opening intro. You know, they'll have a part of the show and then they'll go to the music in the intro with the credits. It felt like a Daredevil vibe from when I think you'll understand what I mean by that. The music sounded it had the same type of vibe as when Daredevil was on Netflix. So that was kind of cool, too. I checked out Justice Society World War II. Did you see?
That came out. I've seen the trailer for that.
Came out. Well, it came out today, but I checked that out. That's pretty cool. I actually enjoyed that. Basically, Flash goes back in time. Barry.
Right.
So have you seen, do you know the story? Or that
well,
was that
I've seen the trailer for it. That's it. I mean, I only know the trailer.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I didn't know if it was a comic or anything, but.
No, I don't think so. They're all based on like mashups of multiple comics probably.
Yeah,
but
I think you'll like it. If you get a chance to see it, check it out.
I will.
Mystic Quest. We already talked about Big Sky. That's the one that I'm like, oh boy. It's Jen and I are in the middle of it. The other, I'm on my phone. I'm like, in the mid season, like pretty much everybody was killed off, all the characters, and you're like, where'd everybody go? You know. And now it's all new characters, and you're just not as invested in them. I don't know about you.
Well, it's a whole new story. It's a whole new storyline. I don't know. I still like it.
I like it. It's just not as engrossing.
It's just not the same. Right. It's not the same story as what we started.
I mean, you still have the two girls, the private detectives.
Right. But it's just now it's a new mystery.
I like the new the U.S. Marshal. I like him.
Yeah.
He's a cool new character.
Right.
All right.
I don't know. Like I said, I like it.
I do. It's just not as good as the first half, I would say. But.
I agree. I agree with that. But it's, I don't know. It's still good. I like Catherine Winnick, so it can't go too wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured that. And The Warrior, episodes 1 and 2. Really good. Good Asian.
Yeah.
The good Asian.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. I love what's the guy's, the main character there, the warrior?
Assam. Yeah.
You were right. Episode one is a little slow. I'm watching this one on my own. I couldn't get Jen into this one. So.
Oh, no?
No.
I think she would like it. I don't know. Lydia really liked it. But.
Yeah. But it, by the end of episode two, I am just like, when that ended, I wanted to actually, I had to go to bed. I'm like, I can't keep going, but.
I don't even remember episode one and two anymore because I've seen it all. So it's hard to remember.
Basically the introduction.
Yeah, that's him coming off the boat.
He beats up those three cops there.
I guess at the end of the episode, he gets the job with the, the tong.
Yeah. And then episode two, he basically gets arrested.
Yeah.
And that's
that's right. Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. So, and now they end it like he's in jail. They're going to try him for murder. I mean, the racism and everything going
on.
It's really bad. Oh my God. It's brutal.
It's really bad.
Absolutely.
It's really
but what's funny is at the same time, the cop's right. He is a criminal. They had just
he's working for Tom. Right.
That
it's
night they had just murdered those guys at the wagon.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. And you're like, he had just done all that, so it's like they just don't have the evidence for that. But for all intents and purposes,
it's like the Chinese mafia. Like it's kind of the mafia before, or it's the Chinese mafia.
But the mayor's wife's like, you don't look like a murderer to me. And it's like, well, I don't know if he actually killed anybody that night.
I don't think he has at that point, but he's running with that crew.
Right.
You know, Young June and the other guys there. So
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's good.
Young June is really cool too. He's a good character.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I lot of fun. Really enjoy that. John's
and
right.
He gets some really good martial arts there too.
Like
really good. I don't know if you've seen a lot of it yet, but there's going to be a lot of really good martial arts.
There is. And I know how much you like that stuff a lot.
I do. I actually really do like that stuff, but
that's really,
really, really high. And like I said, I don't want to blow it up too much and then have you be disappointed, but season two is so much better than season one.
Oh, really?
Because they are like, everybody's like into their role. Like they've fleshed everybody out so much that it just kind of, they hit their stride, and season two is really good. So,
cool. I almost had a sneeze coming on.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, oh no.
Oh no.
That's also on, did you see on HBO Max, they have Superman and Lois. The first part of the season
already?
Is already on HBO Max.
Four episodes.
Four or five. I think the first five. Yeah. I think they've had five come out or something like that.
They had five. Yeah.
I saw them there. Yeah, that's on there. I'm wondering if they're going to – now, are they going to wait or when they start – that season starts up soon, right?
May 28th, I believe.
Oh, is it later
I thought
in
it
the
was
month?
The 28th.
Maybe. Okay.
I could be wrong, but they've already started showing the commercials and the announcements for it coming back. So
cool.
I think it's the end of the month.
Yeah. Oh, so, all right. I think that's all I have. You want to get to the Bad Batch?
Sure.
All right. So what do you think so far? You hadn't seen any of it last week. Have you seen? You've seen both episodes now.
I hadn't seen any. Yes, I've seen
both.
Yeah, I've seen the first two episodes now. Yeah, you know, this is another one of those shows that I couldn't have been less interested in leading up to it. But I really like it. Yeah, you know, again, Dave Filoni, Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised you couldn't have been less interested.
I just had no interest in those characters at all. You know. Based on, you know, again, first four episodes of season seven or season eight, whatever it was, it just didn't do a whole lot to get me that invested in those characters, really. But this definitely did. I'm already invested. I'm super on board. I love that it started out. Now, they didn't do this on episode two, but in episode one, it was kind of like you had the Clone Wars voice guy. And he was just like, you know, you were right back into the Clone Wars
right
off the bat, you know. But they didn't do that in episode two, which I was a little disappointed that we didn't get that guy. But I guess since the show was going in another direction, we're probably not going to have him anymore. But
I mean, we'll talk a little bit.
I know we're trying to go a little spoiler free right now. But yeah, overall, I like it. Yeah, I think it's really good.
Yeah, and what just I mean, you like the timeline now that you know what it is, okay?
Now that I know what it is.
Yeah. What was the other thing? I thought, well, two things we got since we talked last week. One, obviously, we got another episode. I thought the other episode two was a bit of a drop off from episode one. It wasn't as obviously it's only a half hour compared
to it wasn't 70 minutes
It didn't have it was very story driven. It wasn't right. Not a lot of action, not anything like that. But the bit of news, I don't think we knew this. It's 16 episodes.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
Oh, you didn't know? We found that out week. I was like, this is 16 episodes. Yeah. It's going until like August.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because the Clone Wars seasons were, you know, 20 episodes.
They were seasons. Yeah. They were legit seasons. TV seasons.
Right. So that's great, though. Yeah, I didn't know that. But
and that makes me feel better about like episode two. I'm like, I love little stories like this. If I know I'm getting, 16 episodes.
Right.
You know,
that's what we said going back to, you know, everybody goes back to Game of Thrones season 8. But like, I would have loved the episode where they were just all sitting around the fire drinking beer and telling stories if I was getting 16 episodes.
Right.
I hated it when I was only getting six. And that was one of them, you know, or just like season 7 of the Clone Wars, where you're only getting 12 and 4 of them are like the Bad Batch, and then 4 of them are like the Ramirez sisters or whatever.
Right.
Like, those might have been good stories if I had 30 episodes or something.
Didn't we get, what was it? It was 9, wasn't it? We got 9?
I thought it was 12 because it was 4, 4, and 4.
Oh, I thought it was 3, 3, and 3, but maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know. It's 6 of 1, half a dozen.
I think it was
other,
4, 4, yeah. and 4 because okay. we talk about like the last 4 being like a 2-hour movie.
That's right. Yeah, because every single one of those was
so good. But so yeah, it's great to get that episode, like you said, when you're getting 14 more.
Yeah, exactly. So I just love that we have this like all the way through the summer.
Yeah.
You know, all the way into August. I meant to look up the date.
Yeah,
because
I kind of expected it to be over when Loki started. Like, I thought this would bring us up into Loki and then it would be done.
But did you, we should have said this in news. You see Loki got bumped up a week?
Is it a couple of days?
No, Tuesdays.
It got bumped to Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesdays. That's what it was.
Because
it got
Wednesday
bumped to
is,
Wednesdays.
Wednesday is new comic book day. So, and I think that is going to be their new day for comic book shows going forward.
Oh, okay. I know Loki is going to drop on Wednesdays. That is right.
I think they were setting it up to where.
Which means I'll never remember anything when we go to talk the following Tuesday.
I know. But yeah, they wanted to coincide with new comic book day, which I think is awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
that's really cool.
But yeah, we get Loki like 2 days earlier. So that's cool.
2 days earlier. Nice. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. All right. You want to. Wrap it up then?
Yeah, sure.
We'll wrap this up. All right. That's not too bad. Wow. We are tight. 117?
Yeah, tight 117.
We haven't been.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, we didn't have a lot of news.
Didn't have a lot this week.
And we stretched. Yeah. It might have helped if I remembered a couple more books.
Right.
I read it. I liked it.
Yep.
Back to you.
Cut, print.
Exactly.
Well, and then we didn't have a lot of real world because I didn't watch a lot this week. So
right.
It was just
That's okay.
Just a quick week for
us. We're going to get into a little kryptonite after
this.
We're
lean and mean. You can listen to this on your way to your comic shop. You can be locked and loaded for your comic book buying, ooh. You know.
I got to stop talking. You're
you
doing
want?
A promo.
I know.
I
what more
mute
do you
my
want?
Mic. Look at you. Wow. All right. All right. That'll do it for this week. We'll be back with a little bit of Kryptonite Key Club where we talk spoilers of Bad Batch. But until next week, you can find us on Twitter at @brightside_chat, or you can contact John directly on Twitter at Arkham Comics with an X, or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com and check out all the great podcasts on Nerdy Legion, especially the aforementioned Nerdy Legion with Martin and Nick. See how that works? Yeah. And check us out on YouTube. We didn't pick up any subscribers this week, John. Slow week.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Something with
holiday.
My makeup must have been off. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, check us out over on YouTube where you can see all the images of all the comic books we just talked about. And hit the subscribe, the like button, all that good stuff. If you don't want to, that's fine too.
All right, John. Don't. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're just having fun.
No pressure.
No pressure. Just having fun. Like we said when we started, if it's just us talking, it'll be just us talking. Now we just have documentation.
And that's right.
John said I was funny once, so I'm going to save that one.
Timestamp it.
Timestamp that. All right. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
All right. Live long and prosper.
You're working out your finger.
I have. My hand doesn't
hurt anymore. Sounder. Look at me go.
Oh, jeez.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
Put it in after the fact. Oh, there it goes.
It's a live show, folks.
We'll do it live! I'll probably leave it all in. Who cares? Where's the sounder?
I think I just leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares? All right, John. Now let me see if I can find that one. Where's the door lock? Where is it? Oh, there. I got too many sounders for us here.
Too many buttons now.
We got
Closet of Justice.
Talked enough about him today. All right, John, is that door locked?
It is.
All righty then. Let's get into the Bad Batch, episode 1. I saw so many people. It was dead on that Kanan from Rebels,
yeah,
right? As a young kid.
Right.
Kanan, right? That was his name, right?
His name was Caleb.
Caleb, but he's Kanan
he
here.
Kanan, he becomes Kanan Jarrus, yeah, in
right.
Rebels.
But here's the thing. I knew it was him right away. And it's like, yeah, there were people online that were like, I was blown away. I read this after the fact. I didn't even put... I'm like, it sounds
well, the name
just
wasn't
like
the
him.
Right. The name wasn't the same, so I don't think everybody caught that.
Right, but I have this weird... And this isn't a brag. This is a, like, this is how dumb I am. I have a my memory goes a ton by sound. So, like, right, if we're watching TV... And Jen's like, who is that person? And I'll close my eyes and listen to them talk. And if I can hear them talk, then I can, the Rolodex of my mind starts right. going, he was in this. I just need to hear him say something. He was a detective. He did this. He did that. Right. And I'll do the whole thing and like, bam, I'll get it. But right. it sometimes it doesn't even take that long. I just go, I hear the voice and I'll just know. I know that person. Right. I have a horrible memory for everything else, like books I read last week.
But that wasn't Freddie Prinze, right?
Yes, it was.
Was it? Okay,
yes.
I wasn't sure if it was Freddie Prinze doing the voice or not.
Yeah. I'd forgotten it was Freddie Prinze, but then after the fact, it's like, it wasn't it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, so I never looked it up. I just knew that's who it was, because I said to you last week, I'm like, oh, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the plot hole one, I also told you about last week that, I'm sure you picked up on, but might not have struck a nerve with you. But yeah, Freddie Prinze being in it, I saw all this chatter during the week that everybody was shocked that they found out that was him. And I was like, it sounded just like, I thought he did a really good job of sounding like a kid too.
Yeah, he did. And like I said, that also coincides with the story from the comic that I was talking about. Like the part in the beginning where Master Balaba gets killed and all that stuff.
Yes.
That is also in the comic.
And when you talked about the comic last week, and right. I didn't want to spoil anything for you because I was like, oh my God.
Right. So basically the comic series is what happens after he jumps across the ravine.
Oh, okay.
And like kind of leads him up into Rebels. So I don't know that if they'll explore much more. Like we might not see him again in this series. I'm not sure if we will or
not. No, that might just be a tie-in to, right, like, if you want to go read that comic, which now I do,
right,
and you want to, you know what I mean? And it ties it all in because, to your point,
I mean,
like, why would you do it? You already have
definitely
that
still
story.
Hunting him, you
right.
know, but I don't know if we'll see that in this show because the story doesn't really revolve around him and it goes in a different direction.
Okay.
Is the plot hole you're talking about how they switch from using clones to conscripted. Okay, yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That too. Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It's like, because, I mean, that even explains...
Because you wonder, right? It's like, well, where'd all the clones go? Why are they using
And well, and they also talked about the not talented. I guess talented is the term, but how talented the clones are compared to what they're gonna get, which is just you know, volunteers.
Well, that was the Kaminoans trying to keep their money train going. So they're like, well, you know, our clones are far superior to conscripted soldiers,
right?
And Tarkin was basically, yeah, but they're so much cheaper.
Yeah. You know?
And we're just throwing bodies at people. Like, we don't care if, you know.
Right. Yeah, they're
I mean, if he dies, we'll just throw five more at the problem, you know. It's cheaper, yeah. So.
There goes one. No, but I even liked the idea. Think of Obi-Wan in Star Wars talking about these, you know, blaster fire too accurate. Like, he's thinking that it's like clones. They're accurate.
Right, because they because the clones were
really good.
You know, they were really good. Yeah, all through the Clone War. I mean, he served with them through the whole thing.
Yeah,
so in his
mind,
that's what the troops are.
Right.
Now he probably knew at that point that they were had switched to using
I don't know.
Imagine he knew that they weren't all clones at that point, but maybe not.
Maybe
he's,
not because
he's hiding away on Tatooine.
He's
so
literally
who knows what he
right.
Knows.
Right when this, the Bad Batch story takes place, Order 66.
Right, he goes into hiding.
He basically, you know, delegs Anakin and then goes into hiding.
Right.
It's like, and that's it. So all of this backstory that we're getting here, he probably doesn't know all of it. He might have, you know, you know what? We're going to find out. We'll find out
in the
Obi-Wan story where he gets his information from, if any information. But yeah,
yeah,
I thought,
you're right. He might have been still thinking that they were clones and a lot more accurate.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So I thought the first episode, it had a ton of stuff in it just to grab you and, like, you know, General Tarkin
yeah.
coming in. And
right, there was enough crumbs and Easter eggs from the other stuff to draw you in, but the clones themselves ended up being really engaging. Like, they did a better job of giving each one of them, like, their personalities and starting to flesh them out a little bit more. And then, of course, what's the name of the one that stays behind and is going to be hunting them now?
Yeah, he's like Deadshot or something, but he's not Deadshot.
Remember.
But yeah, he's a sniper.
I can't remember what it is. Crosshair? Or
Crosshair,
something
I think it
like
is,
that.
Yeah, because he's got the crosshair for the eye.
Yeah, so of course, yeah, he stays behind. And
I thought he actually was with them in the Rebels story, wasn't he? Which takes place after this. Like, years later. I thought he was in that.
I don't remember them in Rebels.
They showed up. They ran into him somewhere in the Rebels story. Yeah, they run into him at the end of the Rebels story.
Yeah, I don't remember.
As old friends.
But yeah, Rebels
they
definitely takes place after this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he comes around because, again, you know, he's got the whole soldiers follow orders things and he stays behind. But, you know, there's still that whole thing with Tarkin and not liking clones and, you know, they might end up being at odds with each other and he may come back around. Who knows? But,
yeah,
you know, as of right now, he's definitely not one of the good guys. So,
yeah, I was talking to one of our listeners, Zach. He's big into this. We've talked about him in the past. He's actually he gives me a lot of information on this backstory stuff. And one of the things he told me this week, he says, in the old Battlefront game, you played as the 501st throughout the war. One mission, you go back to Kamino. They made clones to fight the other clones and the Empire. I'm hoping they end this series with that siege. Basically, Vader shows up, and that's what puts an end to the clones. The fact that the Kaminos were using the chips to train new clones to help fight the new Empire. I think that would be a great way to end this. So he has all that backstory, and I'm like, that's fantastic.
Well, because then what you wonder is about Omega, right? Because she's also a clone.
Yes.
But she's not a clone of Jango. At least we don't think so. So
yeah, like
what were they working on? Right. So they were working on other clones as well. And
well, they have accelerated growth, so she probably isn't. Well,
but
I don't
they
know,
don't
maybe.
All because Boba didn't. You know, Boba Fett had regular growth, like you know, Jango
was
wanted one clone.
Right.
Right. He was unaltered and he grew normally.
How
so.
Old is Boba in this stage here? He's probably. He's got to be almost 15 at this point. What's the time
yeah,
period
in the
between?
Clone Wars, he was like 8, 9 yeah. years old, right? So
yeah, so that's probably only actually. So yeah, he's probably only 10
he's
or 11.
Probably like 10 or 11.
So
12,
she could be. She
there.
Could be a Jango because he had just died 2 years earlier.
Jango. Well, he could. She could be, but like I said, she could also be another. She obviously was important to the director there of Kamino.
Yeah. What does she have, like telepathic her. Power or something? Like it's something, or I can't
empathic or
empathic?
I don't know. But I, you know, obviously there's more. Like the theory I saw this week is that she might be a Palpatine clone. So,
like Rey,
yeah, we'll have to see. Yeah,
she's part of Rey's family or something like that.
Maybe.
Turned in
yeah.
Something.
I mean,
like
again,
that.
There's wild speculation out there because it just started and everybody's wondering. But you know, obviously she's going to be important. You know,
yeah.
She's going to play a role. And you wonder what they were working on. You know, because again, they clone. That's their job is to create clones. So they can't all be from Jango. You know, they're working on other lines,
right.
Probably for other customers and doing whatever. So it'd be interesting to see what she turns out to be.
Yeah, but the Kaminos wanted her gone. Right, if I remember right, like they were like gave the blessing, take her, get her out of here.
Did they? I thought she ran off.
Yeah, but she ran off because they the Kamino
Lama Su or whatever.
One of the, maybe it was one of the Kaminos was cool with it. If I remember right, I can't remember exactly.
I know the one that was like the science director,
but they didn't want
Lama
the Empire to get a hold of her.
Right.
Is basically what it was. Even the Kaminos were like, we didn't want the Empire to get a hold of her. And I thought that was kind of a funny thing in the first one where they said these five clones or whatever it is. I think it said five. And there were five. But one of them isn't a clone.
Right.
But she is.
Right.
So she makes
right.
the
she
fifth.
She is the one.
And that
right.
was pretty cool how they told that after the fact. They're like, he's right. actually not a clone. It's like,
yeah.
So. Really, I mean, a lot of cool stuff here, and it's fantastic that we're going all the way to August with this.
Yeah.
I thought you
I didn't
saw
even know
that too.
No, I didn't see it. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool. Yeah. I should have looked that up beforehand, but I thought you had that too, but all right. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Looking forward to Friday's episode.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's tough. We're recording so early in the week now. Now I got to wait an extra day.
I know. Well, but it's closer to the last one you just watched, right?
Yeah,
it's
I know. One now day I've sooner got a shot than... of remembering it.
Right.
except for Loki. Oh, poor Loki.
Yeah.
But all right. Look at that. Nice and easy. This is going to be good. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. I get to have my dinner early now.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back next week.